Worcestershire village has been left stunned by a brutal double slay. Police searching the grounds of Unhearthbreaking Manor in the sleepy hamlet of Leigh-on-the-Leith have uncovered a shallow grave containing two bodies. Police have yet to confirm their identities, but they are believed to be those of Lady Donald, wife of the Lord of the Manor, and Messy Groves, her young lover. Local resident Dave Pegg saw events unfold.
Well, I was outside the village church, you know, lovely day and all that, and Lady Donald came out, and you could tell she was up to something because she was giving little Matty the eye like. Anyway, he looked a bit doubtful, but then my mate heard her say that her husband was miles off looking after the livestock. That was it, really. They walked off, and that was the last we saw of them.
All might have been well, but the couple were overheard. Chipping Rawson bass guitarist Simon Nicol was out for a holiday walk and explains what happened next.
Well, this bloke came hearing out of the church like a complete nutter, leapt over the hedge and ran past me, ranting about how he wasn't going to stand by while Lady Donald did the dirty on her husband. I thought he was going to run up the lane and take the bridge over the mill stream.
What did he do?
Well, he ran straight at the stream, ripped off his shirt and swam across. Absolutely barking, mad as a balloon he was.
Police say they think Matty Groves accompanied Lady Donald back to Unhearthbreaking Manor, ancestral home of her husband, Lord Donald. Itinerant fiddle players Chris Leslie and Rick Sanders were taking a shortcut through the manor grounds later that same afternoon.
All of a sudden, Lord Donald turned up on his horse, mad as a beetroot, mad as anything, and stormed in the front door. That was terrible, we heard everything. I mean, like, the bedroom window was open, Lord Donald was going nuts, he was screaming, get up, get up. Happened to say he was going to kill Matty, but he wasn't going to have anyone say he killed him naked. Well, then Matty goes, you know, no way, man, you've got a damn great sword, and oh, I've got my Swiss Army knife, it's not even going to be good scissors. But Lord Donald says he's got two of them, and now they cost him good money. Gives Matty the better of them, and they start fighting. Then we heard Lord Donald scream, but then it was like, you know, somebody had fallen down. Lord Donald starts screaming at his wife, then she screams. He calls for a servant to get rid of the bodies of like EastEnders.
Chief Inspector Jerry Conway of the Folk Police is leading another investigation.
Lord Donald was last seen in the northern direction towards the village property. And is believed to be in the possession of a large foamy moustache and a beaten sword. We're asking the public not to approach as he may endanger us. This is a matter we're giving the highest priority. We want to speak to Lord Donald as a matter of urgency, and we're appealing to him to give himself up.
As the village of Leigh-on-the-Leith struggles to come to terms with the events of recent days, social services are recommending that local people attend the Crockley Festival and treat the trauma with good strong ale and folk music. Whether Lord Donald is apprehended or not, one thing is clear. Fairport Convention will almost certainly be supplying the soundtrack. This is Jonathan Kent for BBC Thames Valley FM in Darkest Oxfordshire.
Still here. It's quite funny, I thought.
bizarre accident. And you probably realised that we're a band called Fairmore Convention. And you are our appointed audience for this evening. Now, some of this old this wonderful music you will have heard before. Some of these introductions doubtless ditto. But this next song does deserve a word of explanation for anybody who is, as it were, in the category class or category, joining together there in one neat, seamless segue of a word, in the category of a person who has wandered in by accident off the street and wants to know what the song is called or what indeed it is about. If it's about anything, well, it's probably about 4 minutes if I'm any judge, but then who am I to tell you how long this song is? After all, you're the ones with the stopwatches. Are you with me yet? No, probably not. Good, these drugs, aren't they? This Prozac, I tell you, it really does. That's my son's 18th birthday. I think I got my tablets mixed up with his. This song is called Slip Jigs and Reels because we just played some, so there.
He was barely around in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining a 10-shilling note. Goodbyes of the family, farewell to the shore. Till I taste good fortune, you'll see me no more. While the boat on the ocean tossed like a cork, and then one fine morning they sighted New York. He stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air, and though he had a plenty, I covered my share. And he did like the latest to rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on a dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most of the night in the slip jigs and of a pistol and some say a knife, but all the remain that they were sought by his wife. A dreadful commotion and a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the night. Now it's the wrist and the wound on the head. But I opened on a six gun in bed, and he jumped out of the mountains and or crossing the plain with the buckle of the old run. And he did like the ladies, the rise and fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. When he took most of the legs, him was the jigs as we. Reputations are hard one to bear. Mothers for scorn, a children they stare. So we found consolation in flash company. Your life is so bad with the girl on each knee. And they called him the kid, and by 21, all with you was the power of the gun. And by 23, shot by men down, the gut in his veins, he ran on the ground. And he did like the ladies, the rise and fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most of the night in the slip jigs and circles, just wishing he'd died, but he cruelty, it must be said. A landlord will lick your bones before you're dead. It was when the stolen arrows I heard someone say, in the deadliest ambush, you old Saturday, and the young buck was taken dust in a coat, and inside the line, potentially, notes. And he did like the latest to rise and fall on their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most of the nights in the stupidity wheels. And rolling the dice and spinning the wheels.
Well, thank you.
Wow, a special acoustic chair is being brought on for Simon. Miller's provided us with a special acoustic chair. Peggy's got one too, he's got the special chair. Yes. And you know, from years in the business, ladies and gentlemen, we have discovered that acoustic chairs are the best type to have. I mean, you know, consider the alternative. Yeah. We're through there, we've backed up on that one. This is a number. This is the third number we're doing, and this number is 3. It's called the Woodworm Swing, and this has appeared twice on Fairport Stevens. Firstly, it appeared on the acoustic album we made a few years back, Old New Bar and Blue. Then it appeared last year on the...
And where did we make the majority of that?
We made that here.
In this very spot.
You were there. I was...
So were you just?
It was secret and... Oh, it's cosmic. Fabulous. And then the Cropperty box set, it appears a live version, appeared well. Yes, of course it was live, because we were live when we played it, and as we are tonight, hopefully. Yes, this is the Woodworm Swing, but this is in a new version of it, because it was presented for the first time outside the rest of Europe and Grove's End. For the first time presented with Mr. Jerry Conway, who deserves a rip-up, I think, already. But it is a difficult number to play. The faster you play it, well, you get it over with, doesn't it? That's a good one. We're going to swing. Thank you.
Thank you. Jethro Tull fans in the audience. It's always one. Yes, it's one of our favourite Ian Anderson songs. We liked it that much we recorded it because we wanted to give Ian more money. Because his factory burned down the other week and he was underinsured. This is called Life's a Long Song.
Life's a long song.
But they couldn't avoid sending this song because it's not out of copyright yet. And it's called Crazy Man Michael. Well, occasionally when we play it in deeper parts of Slovenia, we refer to it as Mad Mick.
Talks to the light of the day.
We're just trying to get all the technical breakdowns and problems out of the way before Saturday evening, if that's all right. We're just sort of very kind of you to come in here and have your head shaved by the sound system. This is a song which we recorded in this room or nearby it. I lied about that, but we do it on a record on which some songs recorded in this room were also included. Is that good enough? That's good. That's precise and pedantic enough. It was written by Paul Metters, who's from New Zealand, so he can't answer back, not without incurring great cost. Or perhaps that's him on the phone now. Have you got enough radios there, Rick? Are you in stereo? Is that where you got two radios?
I have got two radios, yes, but no, both of them are picking up from...
The taxis?
Yeah,
the taxis. Because they're in Banbury.
Since we started playing, 14 model aircraft have come through here.
So imagine that they'll pick them up and they never answer the phone when you try and get them.
And the aerobics class upstairs is in disarray. So. A new radio is being prepared as we speak. It's actually being built. Are you in on the experience roadie?
Are you in on the first person on this one?
Almost well, certainly not at the moment, obviously. I would be in a normal sense.
Under normal broadcasting conditions.
Now give a ripple to Andy.
Have you got a home office license for that Blue Blazer? Oh, I see he's got the wrong t-shirt. It's staff 97, obviously, it's an out of date license.
The miracle of Velcro, ladies and gentlemen. It's fabulous, isn't it, really?
Well, then we get you through the night, Rick. It's working. Quick, before another taxi calls up.
Too late, that combination of it's just too late. So we'd like you to use your imagination, and we'd like you to imagine
the Johnny Conway Irish dancer are endless effect, because you wonder why we're huddled over in that corner where all the monitoring is sorted out. It is because we're expecting, so this is invisible Irish dancing. This is from the new Fairport show that we're working on, which is a sort of concept thing, you know, it's fusing Irish music and dance and song. Some people say we're jumping on a bandwagon here, but you know, it's called Liver Dance, the Fairport way. So I'd like you to imagine them dancing perfectly to this. Don't imagine them doing wrong steps, because then you'll think it's crap. Thank you. that Michael Flatley refused.
Here's one now. That's will ring a bell with quite a few of you. Imagine a situation over breakfast, the morning breakfast, and there's a couple, and they have having a terrible moody morning, and the person that's got to go out to work, in this case, chap, leaves without having said what he really thought, but he leaves it just enough to leave the kind of mood quite black, and he goes off to work, and the morning goes by, and he's suffered his job, and he thinks, oh, that was dreadful, fancy doing that. And he's made matters even worse for himself because he can't even ring up or go back and sort out what's gone on because he's a lighthouse keeper. So if there's any lighthouse keepers in the audience, there's a little hint.
Get back to work.
Get back to work. Yeah. It's the first outing of this song, and it's called Close to You.
To my way, to
Welcome.
A few years ago, it was Australia, and the dramatis personae were those you see assembled loosely before you, and when I say loosely, even arrange the words associated loosely and assembled into any order you like. And a young lady by the name of Christina Olsen, who is from the planet California. And was at Cockerty last year, I believe, isn't it? Oh, I believe there's another festival there this year, isn't there? About singing, isn't it? Is it next weekend? This upcoming... Crikey, what a coincidence. She was here just a year ago. But she sent this song. Didn't know it at the time. It's called Ridiculous. And believe me, it is.
It sounded just like Clive James. But with a much better haircut, of
Let's
course.
Just leave it like that. I know the eyes are going.
Dangerous.
to be. My mother was there at the time, and so it was convenient, really. Yes, I used to live in a place called Surrey Hub. Posh place, so posh bit of Birmingham, where even the fire station thinks directory in Surrey Hub. Mummy used to get her vegetables from Interflora. But anyway, I used to go to Warwick Folk Club. That was my local folk club, and I used to go there most weeks along with my old pal Gordon Giltrap, guitarist of No Fixed Haircut. And some years ago, there that first saw the person I'm going to introduce, the wonderful Anna Ryder, who I saw Warwick Folk Club singing and playing piano and guitar and accordion and French horn, and my gosh, you know, just so much talent. And she's going to be touring with us next year, in fact, we're going to do our winter tour next year. And also, there's a new record out, I believe it's called Pockets on Fire, is that right? A new Anna Ryder record, which will be out very soon, and produced by Mr. Dave Pear. And I can promise you, it's quite wonderful. And you're about to have the Anna Ryder experience, because she's here. Will you please welcome her? The lovely Anna Ryder.
Thank you. Rabbit is going to play Hammond on this number. And Chris is going to play the trombone. And I've got our trumpeter, Chas McDevitt.
Is weak, I confess. Very much, Chris. See you in 30 minutes. Come.
We'll be right back. Terry Conway.
Well, it's great to see everybody packed in here and losing weight rapidly. This song's about the power of positive thought. It's a song that wishes all good things to all people who think positively. And I'd like to dedicate this one to two people who can't be with us at Cropperty on Saturday. But they've got a very good reason. They're getting married. So please give a big good luck clap and cheer to Sally and Nev. Where are you? Sally and Nev. Yes. Have a great day. We shall think of you.
And they are sitting next to the right people, just for a change.
It's so amusing when you do that the other night. It's just a couple of random folk out of the audience.
Spoke a lot tonight. They were actually getting married. Saturday. Well done.
It's called the Wishful Miss Waltz.
Let us go. dancing again. And the wish for less was goes round to eternity. The time passes by, but on a carousel horse, in strong expectation, is moving the eagle memory, the wonderful wishfulness was. The wonderful wishfulness.
Thank you.
to my eldest son, the better be mine. I love the fellows, just so that he can. All the time that I begin and make it happen again. Come on, you know the fellows, just so that he can.
It's an absolutely must-have book.
It is. We must have it. And guess who I'm going to introduce you to?
Yes.
It's David Hughes. Here he is. The Tango King, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Song this evening.
studying French all summer. Listen to this. Nous avons gagné, roast beef. Nous avons gagné le coupe du monde. So we're going to do a kind of chorusy song, European chorusy song, and Simon, I hope, although he's never done this before, will play the role of... Simon will play the role of Zinedine Zidane. Well, I'll settle for Stefan Guivache. Would you welcome on the bass Procol Harum's sweet bird of youth, the one and only Matthew Pegg? And backing vocalists. Both have got fantastic albums out this year. Just out and about to come out. Les Sparrows, would you welcome Jackie McShee and Anna Rudd? This song is called Matilda. I wanted to write something where everything rhymed with the title. It's quite short. Matilda, hold my hand and say that you would never let me go. Since we met, I have become bewildered. Why? I think you know. It was you who cast me in a spell, and you I've got to know so well, and you. There's not much I can tell, because I'm so confused, and if you ever since Matilda, you will understand why I seem a bit bewildered. Come, Matilda, hold my hand. La 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 la. Yes, I'm so bewildered I can't even sing a European song. This is something people only do when love has come along. They start to sing, not from the trousers but the heart. Let me your realism play a part. They start to think of life in terms of art. Fantastic, so confused, so come, Matilda, hold my hand and say that it will not be long. Bewilderment is all behind me, together with all European songs. Have we got the chorus yet?
Mm-hmm.
ever seen Matilda, you will understand why I seem a bit bewildered. Come, Matilda, hold my hand. Come, Matilda, hold my hand. If you came along to the winter tour, you might be familiar with this song. And of course, the philosophical poser that inspired. I didn't actually say the full version of that. So anyway, bear with me for the sake of those who haven't heard it before. The song's called Hold Your Horses, Woman. It's a tango. It's the first time in the United Kingdom that a tango has been played in flip-flops. And it was inspired by the philosophical poser I'm about to tell you. If a man stands alone in a field near Banbury with no woman between him and Lymington Spa, is he still wrong? Your horses, woman, I am not like other men. I understand things like what you need and when. In the morning you need my attention, at night you need it too. Strict and undivided attention, nothing else will change.
As one another, there's no other undiscovered thing that we can try to do. Thank you.
TV documentary, still not gone out, but Channel 4 have decided that August the 31st of 1998 is the day. What kind of week is that? Is it
Bank
Holiday
Monday?
Bank Holiday Monday, paid viewing time, yeah?
So you'll all be in your caravans when that's going on. But somebody sent me a bootleg from Australia, so maybe you're doing the right thing. But this is a song that we did, and I don't know what it's going to sound like tonight, but it's nice to hear it again. 17 come Sunday, and as it's 18 today for my son Henry, and he's not here, under a table in the pump somewhere, and checking, oh, this is for you, Henry.
Thank you.
It has been pointed out in the past that we're about a 60s throwback.
Well, I suppose in the 60s it was okay to dabble in drugs. Which we did. Late enough now, the statute of limitations is over. We can confess to a certain amount of, certain amount of that. There are certain recreational pharmaceuticals, or indeed chemicals, which have kind of come to our attention lately, which are in fact legal. I have one in my hand. Inadvisable, maybe, but legal, certainly. And almost in my hand.
Is it like our...
No.
Don't try this at home.
Remember, we are trained professionals.
We're going to attempt to do an instrumental with some words in it. Under the influence of... drugs. Are you ready for this? We haven't rehearsed this. We have to get the helium.
Big press.
We've got some helium here, so we're going to see what happens. Is that right, Ian? So first of all, let's get the note. Okay, got the note.
What is the note?
Is that sharp?
Yeah, but I can't hear it.
Will it matter?
You first.
Oh, coming to the wedding, you're ready.
time. We've got, it's 10:42, and the last call at the bar actually is 10 to. So if there are any of you here tonight who've got, not to put too fine for you, if you've got a drink problem, there's the time to... and this next...
Don't be worried about going out and getting a drink. We know how it feels to be in an audience. We saw Bob Dylan the other week, you know. You need a drink sometimes. This is another song written by Martin Alcock and Chris Leslie. It's called The Spanish Main.
Paradise. It's a place, the northest most point you can get without getting to Iceland or Greenland, or in fact Norway if you veer off a bit to the right. It has a wonderful tradition of fiddle music, and this song is about one of the exponents of such music who lived a while ago and had an interface with a lump hammer, and he came off worst. And to give a slightly new slant on this particular piece, we've introduced as an introduction, which segues into the song, a piece of the wonderful piano-style music that Shetland's famous for. This is a piece by an unknown or little-known Shetland composer with origins in another country, and the song is called John Gadd.
Chris Leslie.
John Gaddy, a new British all-comers land speed record time of only 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Well bashed. The time has come, and obviously so have we, so we'll do our customary farewell, little murder ballad for you all, which you heard advertised on the radio, BBC Thames Valley Radio earlier.
Hey, I got my voice back.
This is our way of saying goodnight. See you tomorrow night if you're real, real masochists. Otherwise, go and get a tent set up, and we'll see you on Saturday night after we've had a really ripping time over the weekend. The glorious sunshine, and the fabulous weather, and the wonderful site organised by Mr. and Mrs. David Pegg. Yeah. In the meantime, here's this old chestnut.
I bought in the sale last week. Oh well, the deck of feather bed.
us. But you will love the better man.
Lady of the Cloud, but she would have known the king.
You weren't. You lucky people.
Thanks to Amy Ryder, David Hughes, Chris Taz, Matt Peck, and Rabbit Dundry. Thank you. Jackie McSue.
Jerry Conway! Chris Lovely! My mate, Dave Pink!
Thank you.
very much.